Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I went to the best play ever this past weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your tickets. I'm just going to talk about it and talk about it. The glorious world of Crowns, Kinks, and Girls. We have the amazing director. It's Tina Kelly. Tina Kelly.
Thank you. Wah, wah, wah.
Let's get your gloves.
Applause.
You have been around for a minute. So you work with remarkable actresses and actors, period. But for this one, Black actresses, we got to talk about them. That play was so good. It was Hair Monologues.
Yes.
This is the thing. Every woman has a hair story. And we think we're isolated on this, you know, hair island over here with all these dysfunctional things happening with the products. And I heard about the perm. It's like causing cancers. And oh my God, every Black woman has a story about her hair.
The playwright, Kelly Goff, she does a really good job of showing like so many different ranges. You know what I mean? I think when you hear about going to a Black hair play, you're expecting to hear things about texture and things like that. But she does have a couple of pieces that you're not ready for. For example, there are some pieces about how other Black women police each other's hair. That's something that I've heard a lot. A lot of women were not ready for that conversation. Of course, in monologue shows, you get a lot of chances to play with a lot of different characters. You know what I mean? It gives audience members, specifically Black female audience members, plenty of chances to see themselves in ways that you usually don't when you go see theater. Or who we allow to touch our hair now.
Because it's PTSD going on too.
Oh, so, yeah.
Hair trauma.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I came up on box perms. And we would be at the house with some Hawaiian breeze, something like that, do our perms at the crib. And then about junior high, my hair done by my cousins that had a beauty shop. A lot of young girls had perms very young. And we didn't realize how different that was from our, like, our white counterparts that were in school with us, if we had any. When I was a kid and I was getting perms and I was around my white counterparts in school, nobody prepared me for that conversation of how I was different. Not life and death, but it does inform your womanhood and how you interact in society. I think that we definitely need to be talking to our little girls about and informing them about how beautiful and precious their hair is and how different it is from other people and things like that. Police our body and our hair a lot. And I don't think we get that conversation young enough.
No. And you nailed it. It was one scene. I forget how many monologues there were, but there's one scene where we've all been there. Where we're at the cocktail party or an event and somebody comes in for the touch.
Oh,
there should be a self-defense class for that.
We are getting better at agency and white people are getting more conscious of it. That's just not something you do with body autonomy. You don't touch people. Oh my God. I've been on shows and like, I'm a director and people have come up to me and been like, oh my God, I love your braids. And just like, no, don't touch my hair. You think that it's just happening to young people or people that you don't think know better to say something. There are power dynamics. There are so many different situations at different age ranges that these weird social interactions around our hair, because we're Black women with beautiful hair, that happen to us.
From afros to braids. Oh, we could do the finger waves, right? Remember finger waves?
I'm working on mine. For those of you that can't see us, I just took off my do-rag to show my beautiful finger waves that I'm working on right now today.
Those are beautiful.
I hope that this show shows women or gives that silent permission for you to be able to wear yourself and communicate your femininity as a Black woman, however you see fit. We so painstakingly went through all the wigs that you saw, the locks. I really wanted somebody to see themselves. If you wear bundles, if you wear locks, if you wear your hair short, it's valid and beautiful no matter what you choose to do. One of the most beautiful lines in the play is, I don't want to let what's on top of my head rent too much space of what's in it.
Exactly. And yeah. Three Bones Theater, I was like, Three Bones Theater's putting this together. Yeah, Three Bones Theater, Robin. Yeah.
Robin, I've known for 10 years. I started with them 2014. So it'll be 10 years next year. As a matter of fact, we talk about this all the time. I came to them as an actor in the Vagina Monologues, and my monologue was hair. Yes, child. I love Three Bone for the simple fact that they allow so many different Charlotte artists to come through and allow them to like go through the process of theater in so many different realms, in the sense that I was a actor there, I've been stage managers there, I've been a board op there, I've been a volunteer there, and now that I've directed for them as well. As far as inclusivity and making sure that they put up work that reflects people that are in this community doing that work, but also allowing and doing that work as far as like putting your money where your mouth is in your hiring, that's a different ball game altogether. They really do walk the walk as far as like inclusivity in their hiring process. As an artist and a director, the way that I felt supported, like, I want to do shadow work. I want to do this. I want to do that. They're like, how we going to do it?
Robin, if you're listening, hey girl, hey.
Right. I love you down, girl. Love you all the way down. Okay. Like,
but let me just give your actresses some juice right now and just say, hey, Kelly Goff, if you're listening too, because you wrote this. Hey to you too. Actresses that you had who memorized those lines.
I'm a director, but I tell my actors all the time, I could never do what you do. I can tell you what to do, but you have something so special that makes this really what it is and breathes life into this. The way that they just locked in and they knew how important that this story was and really delivered. We would come into rehearsal, we would do affirmation cards, and we would talk about our days, and then we would form this bond. So I knew when like I would ask of something of them as actors, they knew I'm pushing you because I want this to look right, or I'm pushing you because I know you could do better, sis. It's all about how you treat people on a human level.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That translates into being great artistry. And I think that that bond, you see that love on stage in their performance. Our costumes were done by Toy Johnson. She did a great job. Once you meet me and you see the show, you're like, oh, it makes sense. Yeah, you seem like you would have hot combs on a piano. Toy really took the spirit of what I was trying to do and give it flair and style, because I definitely didn't want it to be an uptight production. I wanted it to be fun and colorful and nostalgic in a way that we see ourselves in like different Black spaces. Like, I want people to look at these hair bows on this little girl and say, oh, this is the 90s. Oh, I remember being in a hair shop like this.
Oh, so the six Black actresses. Mm-hmm. Am I pronouncing everyone's name correctly? Kashara Hall.
Yes.
We got Ashley Gilliam. We got Kaylin Harrison. Mm-hmm. We got Dior Scott. And then we have Vanessa Robinson and Michelle Washington.
Yes, all my Judies. Love them. Yeah.
Get the tickets. You got to go to Three Bone Theater is where you get your tickets. Take a chance on getting a ticket and just walk up. But
usually I would say you would be able to. You sold out two of the three performances in the opening weekend, and usually attendance speeds low for the first weekend.
So I'll give them the whole website. It's threebonetheater.com, and that's going to be /, crowns-kinks-and-curls. So you're going to go see Crowns, Kinks, and Curls. Yeah. Tickets are only $25. This is a nonprofit organization, y'all, that are bringing all of these great works so we can see them. Now, but if you do purchase them at the door, it's like $30. It's going to be taxed too, but they got the best M&Ms. I don't know what it is about those M&Ms at the concession stand, but they taste better in the theater.
It's just giving really luxury, really elite.
UNC Charlotte alum. You went to Harding High School. Come on, y'all. Only successful people come out of Harding.
I'm an artist that's really Charlotte born and bred. I grew up off of Tuckasegee Road on the west side. My purpose in life is to make things beautiful and to include others. And I think that that is why I do theater. It allows me the privilege to be able to create stories in a world that is so beautiful while including other people that otherwise wouldn't be in theater, either be a part of the process or see themselves in the process. Like I have a skating group, Queens on Quads. That's why I was so excited when I saw you on Instagram, Brand. Oh my God.
Wait a minute. I think I saw you skating. I'm like, oh, she went skating. You go skating.
In pandemic, I got sick of skating by myself. So I formed Queens on Quads, which is a Black organization for women. We meet every Wednesdays at North Camp North End. We do workshops. We do trail skating. We do theme skates with other skate groups in the area. Always just trying to include people in and creating community while doing something beautiful. Even with my stuff with QCMPI, that's a playwright organization where we're commissioning playwrights to be able to work within North Carolina. Again, creating community while also creating something beautiful.
Because you found out that we have to create the world we want to live in.
Not be jaded or bitter about the things that we don't see. Be hopeful and continue to create the things and create the changes that we want to see. Because God, when you see the fruits of your labor, when you sit back and see people be happy that they've been included in a play or happy that they came to escape or happy in something, whatever you're creating, that's the best kind of currency you can do as a creator. You can get as a creator.
Yeah. Now that I know you're a skater, I'm going to be stalking you. And you can follow our fabulous one this morning, Miss Tina Kelly, on Instagram at stallion_on_stage_QC New Place. You're involved with them too.
Yes. Okay. So Queen City New Play Initiative, I'm program administrator there. We are putting on a huge festival in June, the NC in the Margins Festival. It's the week of the June 5th through the 12th. We commissioned three North Carolina-based artists to tell stories about marginalized experience in North Carolina. And throughout the week, we're actually partnering with Threebone. We're partnering with Brand New Sheriff Productions, and we're partnering with Theater Sharp to do the three readings that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And throughout the week, we're partnering with local businesses like Archive Charlotte. We're doing a workshop there at that coffee shop. Pauline's Tea Bar, we're doing readings there. Different cool places like that. Be in community and do more writing-based stuff. Definitely follow us, QC New Plays, on Instagram and Facebook. So I'm always doing something. I always got my hand in something, you know?
The greatest part in the advice that you gave is don't stay the same. No. Keep moving forward. Just please.
Yeah.
Because otherwise life will take you away if you move. It's like a flood. Life will take you away if you don't start moving.
Got to keep swimming. I think we talk ourselves out of a lot of the things that we could be going for. Sometimes we're our own biggest obstacle. Be kind. Work well with others. Being decent and loving and being a good person to work with. That's the best I can give. There's this meme on Instagram. It says, if you walked up to yourself on the street, would you date you? And it's real loud, but also, would you want to work with you?
Self-realization. We have a new best friend, Miss Tina Kelly. The play is called The Glorious World of Crowns, Kinks, and Curls. It's at Threebone Theater, ladies and gentlemen. It's a 90-minute play, but I swear that 90 minutes, like I'm a fidgety person, that 90 minutes went fast. Mm-hmm. But we're having a real special one on May 14th as a talkback with playwright Kelly Goff and also our director, new best friend this morning, Tina Kelly. So that one's going to happen on the 14th, but just go to the website right now because that's where you're going to get your tickets. It's threebonetheater.com. Tickets are just $25. When you walk up to the door, they're $30. So get them now. Support local and eat those M&Ms at the concession stand and support Threebone.
For Reese's Cup too.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, friend. Oh my gosh, this was so wonderful.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.